Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. I got a frog in my throat. You know, I think it's because I ate some yogurt, or maybe it's the time of year. I can see the pollen blowing all around, except we kind of got a little moisture outside right now here in Seattle, Washington. It's not raining, but it's still a little moist because we had rain yesterday. But how are you? Come on in, sit down, relax. I'm so glad to be here with you today. I'm hoping maybe I can get some people to call in. We'll just see. So let me just throw the call-in number out for you. It's 347-857-1189. Otherwise, you know, Saturdays I'm listening for my daddy to wake up. Usually he's not getting up until about 10 o'clock these days, which is okay. But I always have to keep my ear cocked to the door and the stairs so that I can hear that squeaky door open. I thought about, like, doing some WD-40, but you know what? The door is my sign that he's up, you know, so we keep the door squeaky. Anyway, come on in, sit down, relax. You know, it's all about me telling stories, sharing some thoughts, and playing some great, great music. I'm going to play a piece by a sweet, amazing talent who's up here. She's not from Seattle, Washington, but she lives in Seattle, Washington now. Her name is Andrea Desmond, and this is her piece, Run.
So much else is on my
Tennessee girl, it still calls me. And I answer every time it does. There's not a day that goes by I don't think of you. I try my best, but I can't hang on. And I hear every word that you used to say to me. I feel the touch of your sweet skin. And I taste the tenderness of the way we used to be. Your eyes the way they looked when we kissed. Yeah, I answer every time. When Tennessee calls, how about the chance of all that, girl, after oh so many years, that we'd run into each other in that place. Both of us with our new loves, neither one knew who we were. Not a word was said, but our thoughts were pretty clear. What if we tried a little more? What if we hadn't closed that door? I wonder if we talked it through and gave our best. Could we have saved the love we had, the kind we'd always said would last? I guess the truth is, girl, we both will never know. But Tennessee, girl, it still calls me, and I answer every time it does. There's not a day I try my best, but I can't hang on. And I hear every word that you used to say to me. I feel the touch of your sweet skin. And I taste the tenderness of the way we used to be. Your eyes away. Yeah, I answer every time. When Tennessee
the way they looked when we kissed.
Good morning. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flava Coffee House Online. I had to open up with three of my new favorite talents. I've come to know all three of them in different ways, and I'm so glad to be able to share them with you here at the Coffee House and all the shows on Flava Marlex Radio. I started out today's show with Andrea Desmond with her piece Run going into Jefferson out of Australia, with no surprise, and then closing out this set with my dear, dear buddy, David Britt out there in North Carolina with Tennessee Calls. So the blessing about being me, and especially in who I'm evolving into, you know, when I'm exposed to a variety of arts, I've learned to really be open and embrace it. You know, different people have different ways of telling their stories, right? Well, the same thing goes with art, you know, depending on their stories, where they come from, who they are, what they've been exposed to in life. That's how they go about, you know, creating and developing, you know, their form of art and how they share it. And that's a beautiful thing, you know, when you can be just open and receive, you know, the experience of a variety of lifestyles and a variety of art. You know, I was raised in the central area here in Seattle, Washington. You know, being Japanese and German, being raised in a black community was an interesting challenge, you know, but it definitely allowed me to embrace a culture that I cannot necessarily claim as my own, even though I came up with it from birth. But my daddy always raised me to embrace diversity, you know, of all people. And that's just where my life was. So I came up with R&B, you know, soul, blues, jazz as the music in my community and what I was exposed to. And that's what I really, really embraced, right? But in doing radio, you know, I've been exposed to more. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I appreciate, you know, having this opportunity to experience different art forms, different genres, and, you know, being able to share them with you here on Flava Marlex Radio. So I hope you're doing well this morning. Like I was saying at the top of the show, it's kind of gloomy out there in, here in Seattle, but you know what? It's all about what we feel inside, right? We don't necessarily have to let the weather define how we feel. Even though sometimes it pushes us in a direction, doesn't it? But I got to talk about Vegas. I do. I got to talk about Vegas. This was a big deal for me to go on many, many different levels. I have not been away from my family, you know, ever, really, you know. Probably the last time I took a trip away from my family was when I went to Chicago, like back in 2002 or something like that, and for a Women of Colors conference that I stayed with my Auntie Ellen when I was out there. But this is the first time I've really gotten on a plane and went on a trip that kind of was for me, even though it had to do with business too. And I don't fly airplanes, you know. Last time I got on an airplane was 5 years ago for my grandbaby's first birthday. We went to California and celebrated with her other grandparents for her first birthday. And so I was a little anxious, you know, I was a little anxious, but, you know, I worked it through, and I'm so glad that I did, and I'm so glad that I stayed calm, and I'm so appreciative that it all worked out. The travel and then getting to the hotel and everything, but I think it was something I really, really needed beyond, you know, the plans of what I was going to do as far as business goes. I think it was something I really needed. I didn't have to set my alarm. I could sleep as late as I wanted to. I could just chill. The beautiful thing about the rooms in Vegas is that they have the really, really dark curtains. So you close them, you're kind of unaware of what time of day it is. And also, being in the hotel, yeah, you're unaware of the weather. So the first day that I arrived, you know, I met up with my business partner, Mark Van Claggett, who was down there because he was performing that weekend, and he was the reason that I came to Vegas. And we decided to go out to eat because we were going to go to the first event that I was to attend that night. With my groom behind from Seattle, Washington, I decided, you know what, we could walk back from the restaurant to the hotel. And that was a humongous mistake. I really should have listened to him and let him get a cab for us. So we walked, and oh my goodness, you know, that heat killed me. It killed me. By the time we got back to the hotel, I was out. I was drained. I was sick, you know, and unfortunately I had to contact Sherry Gordy to tell her I can't make it to the event because it just, I should have never did that to myself. And why I did, I don't know. But I learned after that night not to do that. So, yes, I miss Sherry Gordy's event. The blessing is that I had met her the weekend before here in Seattle. So at least I've met her. I will be back definitely to Vegas, and I definitely have to experience her show. But that made me sad, but I had to tell myself, you know what, don't beat yourself up, Flava, about that, because things happen and it just, you know, you just couldn't do it. But the following night, we went to the Venetian and was able to see Human Nature perform thanks to my cousin Daryl. What a blessing. Oh, my goodness. I was so surprised. You know, I mean, I don't know why I should have been surprised. I mean, I've heard that the show was absolutely amazing. You know, he got us great seats, and he's the bass player for Human Nature. I was so excited. I was so proud. I think it was more about me seeing as he goes by Funky Z playing. And so if you see my videos, I'm always like zeroing in on him playing instead of zeroing in on Human Nature, which I should have been, right? But I have to say, you know, Smokey Robinson has put together a tremendous group. They are four white boys out of Australia singing Motown music, and the energy was high. The crowd was, you know, they were a majority, you know, I'd say 50 to 70 years old, just having a great time with the music. It was really kind of a beautiful thing to see, mature crowd just really getting into it. You know, they had us on our feet dancing, doing dance moves. You know, they were so engaging as the audience. And this was when I said to myself, this is what professionalism looks like. And it just really excited my soul, you know. Went back, just was thrilled to just think about what I experienced. My cousin, unfortunately, Human Nature was flying out the next morning to Miami to perform because he really wanted to join me as I went to go see Mark in tribute to the Temptations the following night. So I have to get back to Vegas because I want to spend more time with Daryl and his family and, you know, just really, you know, spend some time with him down there too. But it was a beautiful experience, so I'm so appreciative to him, you know, for getting us the tickets and great seats and just for the beautiful, beautiful memories that I have. Then the following night, I got to go see Tribute to the Temptations. This is a group that Mark Van Kleck, my business partner with Marlex, has been a part of over 10 years. Traveling the world and performing in front of the masses, Temptations music. And, you know, I've only been able to see the videos. And I told him one day that, you know, on my bucket list, I'm going to see you perform as a member of Tribute. And I had no idea that it was going to happen sooner than later. And so I was just thrilled. I got to go with him to, you know, rehearsal and sound check and all of that on Saturday and watch that whole experience and meet all the Tribute gentlemen and, you know, just, you know, see how it's all put together. And I was so impressed. You know, I have worked with this man for 2.5 years, and I know a lot about him. I know a lot about his music, the business. I do handle all the administrative things for Mark Van Claggett. If you can hear, the cats are fighting in the background. And, you know, I handle a lot of things for him while he's out on tour. He's been in this industry a long time, so there's a variety of things that take place for him, not just with his music, but, you know, projects that he's done in the past that he still receives royalties for, and you know, different things. And so I handle everything when it comes to the business for Marlex Records and for Mark Van Claggett. But this is the first time to be able to see him perform as a member of the Tribute to the Temptations. I was not disappointed. This venue was absolutely beautiful. It's called Viva Las Vegas Event Center. Oh, my goodness. It's a new location. And it's so beautiful. Just really, really classy. The floors, the tables and the coverings of the tables and the chairs. Just beautiful. The stage. You know, they normally are on a very, very big stage. So this was a very intimate venue for them to perform in. But I think it made it just really, really special. This was their first time performing in Vegas in 13 years. And so it was pretty exciting for them to, in a sense, come home. Three of them live in Vegas. And so they live there but have not performed as tribute there. And so it was just beautiful, you know, seeing them practice, seeing them train, the musicians. They don't have their own traveling band or orchestra, you know, and so where they go, they have to work with the musicians to train them. And these were all new guys. It wasn't even a band. It was musicians that were pieced together. And I was so impressed to watch the gentlemen each play a role in training the musicians how the music needed to play, whether it was tempo, whether it was just emphasis here and there, whatever. It was amazing. And then, you know, I sat back, I watched the doors open. It was a sold-out crowd. They actually had to turn people away. And to see them on stage, of course it was exciting for me to see Mark, but just to see the whole production on stage just was magical. It really, really was. And so, you know, please check out my blog. I'm starting to blog. So please check out my blog. And you know, I tell a little bit more about my experience, but I have videos and I've got pictures on there. So Flava Coffee House News on WordPress is where my blog is. And yeah, check it out and check out the videos. Or you can go to my YouTube. I think it's Lady Flava. It'll say Susan Koshy, my government name. But check out my YouTubes and you can see the videos from the performance from Human Nature, my cousin Daryl, and from Tribute to the Temptations. I got almost all of them. I think I'm missing two videos for whatever reason. I'll have to check my camera to see if it's still on there. But check out the videos. I had a great, great time. Let me jump back into some more music, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about my feelings, about my experience in Vegas and what it is that I do now. I want to play Love, Temptation, Insanity by Paris Tune, written and produced by Paris Tune, but sung by I.M. Jones.
Yeah, yeah, not a soul around. That kind of quiet, you can hear your eyelids blink. And it hurts too much to think about how we once were. Slideshow, good history. You and me smiling constantly, yeah. But I know it's better Now we keep our distance now, 'cause the chemistry, when it's you and me, it's far too damn scary. And the craze goes too deep, anxiety gets the best of us. And ooh, baby, I can never ever forget the way we touch when we make
love.
Temptation.
Insanity.
Our addiction is a must. Introduction to the kissing leads to the licking. Baby, who you kidding? But ooh, 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 let me slow down and get back to reality. 'Cause you and me can never be, 'cause we be out of control, straight jacket crazy.
a smooth transition for whoever takes my place. It's now or never, I'm tired of this cold war. Not realistic, cause I don't wanna fight no more. I'm
changing up my life, I'm staying at night.
Yeah, yeah.
What would it prove to you?
Tell me what would it prove to you?
Stop hanging with the fellas.
If I stop hanging now,
whatever.
Whatever.
What would it prove to you?
Ooh,
no, we had a trying time, but
yes, we did.
You're listening to Flavor Coffee House Online. This is where I express myself, my thoughts, my feelings in regards to especially subjects pertaining to the arts and artists, and supporting only independent artists here from the coffee house and any show that you hear on Flavor Marlex Radio. In this last set, you heard Paris Tunes piece called Love, Temptation, Insanity, featuring I.M. Jones, going into my boy Dave Tolliver with What Would It what would it prove going into Ida Divine with Sometimes. Ida was going to step on the leopard carpet with me this Sunday. Then we realized it was Father's Day. My bad, right? Wasn't even thinking. So we're going to reschedule Ida because, you know, I'm hoping that you guys are going to be out there celebrating your dads, you know, celebrating the men that have made a difference in this world, because they deserve it just as much as the moms. You know, they really, really do, especially the dads that are playing a role, you know, have played a role, are continuing to play a role. I saw a beautiful picture of Sherry Gordy. She flew out yesterday to spend the weekend with her daddy, Barry Gordy, and she's sitting on her daddy's lap, and they just look so happy. You know, I mean, if you look at her, you can tell she's Barry Gordy's baby. You know, she is a sweet lady. She is really a sweet lady, but seeing her sit on her daddy's lap just, you know, warmed my heart because it's like that's where she's meant to be, you know. And, you know, I'm blessed to have my daddy. He's 92 years old now, just made it on June 4th, and I'm so blessed. You know, I'm a daddy's girl, too. I can't sit on his lap, you know, but I'm just really, really blessed to have the most amazing dad. If my dad wasn't who he is and has been, I wouldn't be who I am. You know, I had him as a great example. My mom, my godmom, you know, they were just amazing examples for me. And so I'm just excited. I'm just excited. So stay tuned. Ida Divine is definitely stepping on the leopard carpet with me really soon, just working out the dates and times to reschedule that. And but, you know, on the 19th, Dee Mills is going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me. That's Thursday. So I'll definitely get my promos out there for that and get that in circulation. But I just wanted to speak a little bit more about my experience in Vegas. I think the thing that I walked away with, first of all, I learned to relax. That's something I do not do because my life is so scheduled. I have alarms going off for things that I have to take care of, whether it's for my dad, whether it has to do with radio shows or projects. So, you know, my life is very, very scheduled, you know, and it was nice to just relax. And I didn't think it was something I could really do, you know, because I'm used to a routine. But I was able to do it, and it felt absolutely amazing. But the thing that I walked away from my professional experience is the professionalism of Tribute to the Temptations, human nature and how the whole production went off. And it made me really think about, you know, how can artists take things to the next level? I think you need to be really serious about what you do. I really do. I think that you need to be committed. You need to have amazing work ethics. You need to do what you need to do to get the final results. And what I appreciated was seeing artists on time. They scheduled the time. They were on time. They all showed up. They all put in what they needed to do, you know, to make it work, you know. They knew exactly. They understood what was going on. They knew exactly what needed to be, and they made it happen, you know. And to see artists on stage loving what they do, and with an energy that shows you, the audience, that they love what they do, I think that really, really matters. And I'm thinking back on shows that I've gone to and where artists were on stage performing, sounded great, but did you really feel them? Did you really feel? And there have been times I'd have to say, you know, no, I didn't feel the energy. So I understand why these guys are able to get on big stages and perform in front of humongous audiences. They can make you feel like you're a part of it. Of course, there's years of experience that go along with it, you know, but I think there's something about certain artists that are able to just get out there and do that and make it work. You know, when you work in those type of environments, time is of the essence. It's not like you could wait around for somebody to show up to practice and rehearsal. sound checks and all of that, you know, there's a time limit. You got to get things done within a certain amount of time. You know, I would imagine that even practicing at the Venetian, they give you a time schedule of when you can be in there to practice and you got to be out, you know. And so I think I want to impress upon artists to be ready, you know, have their whole packages together. When something is scheduled, be there, be ready and willing to work. Know what your role is, know what you need from others to make it happen. Be respect each other. Be professional. Be professional. Think about what that really, really means to you. I think that that's some of the most important things that I really, really walked away from. These are things I talk about, but I really witnessed it, what professionalism looks like. And I value that, you know, from my time in Vegas. And so, so much. I got so much out of this trip. I think that anybody who works so hard and they're so focused and driven, you know, in life, no matter whether it's taking care of family or working on projects, I think you do need to step away and relax. And that is the greatest gift, you know, that was given to me in going to Vegas, is just experiencing things that I love, I'm passionate about. But at the same time, you know, enjoying it as a fan, enjoying it as a professional, but knowing how to let my hair down and just chill. I took this huge suitcase. I took about a dozen pairs of shoes. I don't know how many dresses. I didn't even wear half of those clothes. I didn't know what to expect, you know, and how to dress. And so I definitely will know better. I will travel much lighter the next time I go to Vegas. But you know what? It's all good. It all worked out. It all worked out in the end. My kids stepped up. They took care of my daddy. And, you know, he was taken care of very, very well. And I'm so appreciative to my children. I'm so appreciative to the love and support of my children, my god sister, my girlfriend. You know, in me coming, I'm so appreciative to my business partner, Mark Van Claggett of Marlex Records. You know, he was a great host. He took really good care of me and very, very kind man. You know, I've worked with him for 2.5 years, as I said, but, you know, I usually when we have face-to-face meetings, it's when he's got a layover in Seattle and we see each other maybe about 4 hours. And we try to talk business, and he likes to visit with my family and things. But this time we were able to really sit down and work through, you know, some projects, eliminate some things, maybe take on some things, projects to explore. And that was really, really good. That was really, really good to have a face-to-face meeting. I think it's one thing when you're well-connected online and over the phone, but when you can have that face-to-face meeting, I think it really helps develop a stronger bond. But, you know, you can see the person's face. You can feel their energy and kind of know which direction really, really is working. And so we're really committed to some of the projects that we're working on. I just started a Marlex Records page. I don't know why I didn't do that years ago, right? So I just started that, and I want to, you know, invite everyone who is interested in staying up on anything that has to do with Marlex. I'm going to put things in there from Mark's Music, which is published under Marlex, to projects that he's going to be working on with other artists, collaborations. You know, he's going to start doing some songwriting and composing for others. You know, anything that has to do with Marlex Radio is going to go on that page. So sometimes I'll get Mark to post in there. Sometimes I'll be posting. I'll try to sign my name when it's me that's posting, so you kind of know the difference. But join us over there to stay up on anything that has to do with Marlex. We also have a More Like Flavor Emporium store. I'm working on that, and so I'll be posting that out here in the very, very near future. But so that's one of the projects. You know, deleting some other projects that have not luckily gone out publicly, so going to kind of squash some things. And just, you know, follow up on some projects that we started on, and just really, really good stuff. Really, really good stuff. I think it's really key to find somebody that it's easy to work with, and to be able to work with somebody that you define your roles, what each other is going to do, what roles you're going to play, so that it feels like a win-win, that it's a benefit and it's a really, really good fit. I think a lot of times in this industry, we try to find a team, right? But that team doesn't necessarily work. And a lot of it is due to not defining what roles everybody's going to play or what somebody's strengths are, and so that they can focus on what their strengths are. You can't have the same a team of people wanting to do the same thing. That just doesn't work. When I listen to Tribute to the Temptation, each artist has a distinct voice, just like the Temptations. And as I close my eyes, I know who's singing each part. They know their role. They know where they come in and when they fade out to make that song sound just like the Temptations. I think that's the type of thing we need to know when it comes to building a team. We need to know what our roles are. We need to know when we play a stronger part and when we play a lesser part, you know. And so, so many things, you know, I experience life a little bit different now. Even when we went to the restaurant, the lady asked me, how did I feel about, you know, the food and everything. And I said, you know, that I was a little disappointed in the whole experience because the service was not that good. It really wasn't. The food was pretty good, but the service wasn't so good. And so I talked to her about the whole experience, and I know she's just kind of looking at me, did that lady just really say that to me? But to me, it is about the experience. So much of what we go through life is based on experiences, and those experiences have an effect on how we feel. You know, the music that I play hopefully has a great effect on how you feel in a day. You know, when you interact online, it's all about the experience that draws you there, right? And so I view that, even like when Brittany and I went to get our nails done for her birthday on June 4th, the experience wasn't as fun as the experience when we got our nails done prior to this time, you know. And so we were a little kind of let down because we really enjoyed, you know, going and getting our nails and toes done, you know, a few months back, you know, at the same place. So, you know, I think about those type of things. You know, how do we experience life and how those experiences affect us? Well, it's almost time for Daddy to wake up, so let me jump back into playing some more music, and let's see, which direction do I want to go right now? You know what? I'm going to play a piece. I love some of Mark's older music, and I'm going to play I'll Be There For You by my business partner, Mark Van Claggett.
I'll never let you down. cause I could imagine real love. Now, women, we know how hard it can be when you're single for a long time and you're feeling lonely. Now, see, you might think it's right to have a temporary night, but why waste good love on the wrong guy? Cause the love, the real love I needed, stayed on my mind all of the time.
went wrong last September. though I'm sure you'd be mine if you had to. Our love was comfortable and so broken. I sleep with this new girl I'm still getting used to. Friends all approve, say she's gonna be good for you.
Thank you. I'm overflowing with this feeling that your love has come my way. Yeah, you see, night after night, I dream about your love.
Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. This is where I support a variety of independent artists, such as the artists you just heard in this last set. Dreamin', oh my goodness. Okay, let me just tell you who I played. I played my business partner, partner in crime, Mark Van Claggett, with I'll Be There For You, going into Miss Raj Dulari with Real Love. Raj Dulari is headed back over to the UK, to London. I have to tell you, this woman is driven. Is she not just beautiful and talented? She's driven. She's probably one of the most driven independent artists that I have encountered. And this is her second trip over there to the UK. She wanted to get back. She made it happen. They love her over there. And so, I mean, she's got radio interviews. She's got shows set up. I think she really, really wants to move over there, and you never know, she might become a resident of London sometime in the very near future. Then I played a gentleman that I've been supporting for a minute. I think he's an absolutely amazing talent. I definitely have to get him back on the red carpet with me, Matt Cusin, with his piece Comfortable, going into Stephen Jerome Ferguson with Construction Phase. He's got an album release party coming up out there in Kansas City here, and I think just a matter of days, maybe in a week, his album release is taking place. And then Mr. Butch Harrison from right here in the Pacific Northwest with Dreamin'. I was thinking about the talents that we have here in the Pacific Northwest, and I definitely want to get out and about more and meet them. I'm telling you, Vegas did a lot of good for me. It did a lot of good for me. It helped me just really understand my passion, why I'm doing what I do. I've always told you that I believe this is the journey that God put me on. And I've always believed that. But did I understand it? Maybe not fully, right? I could say the words. You know how easy it is for us to say words, right? And it doesn't mean that we don't mean it, but sometimes I think we don't understand the depth of it. And Vegas just really, really opened up my eyes. It just got me motivated. And so I really want to get out and experience some of the talents here. The talents that I have experienced, it's just, you know, man, that's why I do what I do. It's like wanting to take care of my own on top of take care of those across the United States and around the globe. We've got some great talents right here in Seattle. And I want to speak to you, the talents of Seattle, the Pacific Northwest, right now. There is an amazing opportunity taking place through Deanna Notes. If you don't know Deanna Notes, please go find her on Facebook. Please, Deanna Notes. And she is a part of Sherry Gordy's team. She has been putting on this amazing competition at the Lucky Dragons at the Skyway Bowl Casino. And it's a beautiful room, beautiful room. But Sherry Gordy has put her in charge of the Washington competition, where you can win airfare, hotel accommodations, and a slot on Sherry Gordy's show down there in Vegas. Now, so many artists have talked about wanting to get outside of Seattle, right? Wanting to get outside of their hometown. This is your opportunity. This is really your opportunity. There's some great talents. I'm telling you, if you're listening to the show, if you know somebody in Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue area that really fits the bill, this is the place to come out and showcase your talents. This is the third Sunday now. It's only going to be five Sundays, so you basically only have two more opportunities to really get signed up and on the stage to perform. She's got an array of professional judges that play some form of role in the industry out here in the Pacific Northwest. The first show Sherry Gordy actually flew to Seattle for, and so that's why I had a pleasure to meet her when she came to Seattle. And I've only seen pictures of the shows in Vegas, and I hate that I missed it, but I'm not going to beat myself up that I got sick that Thursday. But this is a great opportunity for you to showcase your talents in front of your peers, in front of your hometown, to then be selected based off of different criteria, not just off of, you know, popularity. This is based off of your professional stage presence and capabilities to then go into the final process, the fifth Sunday, to be judged, you know, by the audience. And, you know, this stage is huge. It's an amazing opportunity. For you to be able to step on a stage in Vegas, that's a big deal. Sherry's got an amazing following down there. She's got a great following. There's so many people down there. There's talent scouts and talent buyers and promoters and all kinds of people all over Vegas. So this is an amazing opportunity for you, Pacific Northwest. Please come out. Come out. Support this show as a fan. Support this show as a talent getting on the stage. You know, if you have any questions, again, find Deanna Notes on Facebook. You can look up Sherry Gordy Presents Stage to Stage Washington. And, you know, come down. Come down. Let's pack the room. Let's support our local talents. Let's get on the stage, our local talents, and let's find somebody amazing to have the opportunity to step on Sherry Gordy's stage down there at Rancho Fiesta Casino down in Las Vegas, Nevada. So anyway, can you tell that I was excited about Vegas? I just had the best experience. I just really had the best experience, and got me motivated again. I started the Marlex Records page, which I should have started a long time ago. On that page, it's going to be anything that has to do with Mark Van Claggett's music, projects that he's got going on with other artists and musicians, and anything that has to do with Marlex. He and I are tied really close together in business, you know, so pretty much Flava and Marlex is one. So anything that has to do with the radio station, anything that has to do with our store, I don't know, I may build a website, we'll just see. You know, I'm trying to not do a whole lot to do, you know, I believe in less is more. But I really believe in Marlex Records. I do. And the things that we are talking about, I don't want to put it out there, you know, because how many times have we put something out there and it just not happened? I've done it too many times. And I don't like having to backpedal. I don't like having to say that something's not going to happen. So I'm just kind of leaving it up. And honestly, Mark and I are really open to where we go with the record label part. As far as Flava Marlex Radio, the ultimate dream and goal is to turn it into a 24-hour radio station at some point. You know, but it takes the funds. It takes money to be able to do that. You know, I pay for, you know, to be on the air through Blog Talk Radio, but it takes a lot more money to run a 24-hour station. But that's the ultimate goal, is to have Flava Marlex turn into a 24-hour radio station. And, you know, really, really want to grow, you know, our support of artists, you know, work on some artist development, work on, you know, getting you ready to be able to walk through those doors. Being a part of Spectrum Music Group really, really taught me a lot. It taught me a lot in so many different ways. But I'm going to walk away from that experience with some great, great tools in what the industry really is looking for. And so that I do value. Out of that particular experience is really, really understanding how polished your product needs to be and how polished your look, your package, and all of that needs to be able to even begin to be considered for any opportunity with a record label. It doesn't matter whether it's an independent, it doesn't matter if it's a major. You know, you need to be ready. And when those opportunities happen, you don't always know. You don't always know when the door is going to open. And so I really, really want to impress upon you, be ready. Get your packages together. Get your sound together. Get your look together. Get everything together so that if it happens, walk through that door without fear. Even if, okay, maybe you might be fearful, right? But still walk through, you know? Still take that chance. Step out on faith. I think some of the opportunities that I have gone for probably within the last year is because, you know what, I felt like I was ready to walk through. And if nothing else, I knew that I had the capability to talk and to get people to like me and to let them know I'm willing to learn, you know. And I think those are things that are great tools to have, is to be able to listen, be willing to learn. You don't know everything, you know, especially if you're talking to somebody in the industry who's got a proven track record. They've got something to teach you, you know, but also at the same time, hold your ground. You know, if you have morals and values and ethics, don't compromise that for anybody, you know, so really, really pay attention. Some of the things that I've learned is not all things are as they seem. And I hate learning that lesson because I'm one who tries to teach people to pay attention to that. And then I get caught up in thinking that something is more than what it is. And so, you know, pay attention, you know, to what is and what isn't. You know, it's really interesting when you do your research on something and somebody, you really can find a whole lot, you know, about it. You really, really can. And I'm one who's really big on research, but, you know, I have found myself to have not been as thorough as I should have been in what I thought something was. And so if you're looking for a specific outcome out of a connection, then look for what that outcome was for others. And you should be able to find it. And if you can't find it online, then that is something to really, really question. Ask questions. And if they can't answer you, that's a red flag, you know? But this is an exciting industry to be a part of. It really is. I love the challenge. I think that's probably what keeps me going, is because I love challenges. I love interacting with people. I love trying to figure it out, you know? And it feels amazing when you do figure it out, or it feels amazing when you work on a project that just really works. And that can happen, that you can find those great fits that just really work. My relationship with Mark is absolutely amazing. It's grown. It has evolved. Has it always been, you know, perfect? No, it hasn't, you know? But there is a mutual respect and understanding there. And the ultimate goal and outcome is the same from both of us, you know? And so we've worked through some things. My relationship with J.C. Cage from Black Stacks, I've been working with him since 2009. And no, it hasn't been perfect, you know, but it is perfect. You know, he's my brother. He is my business partner here in Seattle. He makes my world make sense so many other times, you know. And I value J.C. Cage so very, very much. Lamont Carey out there in Washington, D.C., been working with him since like 2006, 2007. Man, God blessed me with him. He came into my life when I had my coffee shop. He would call and he would check on me. Back in those days, he would give me ideas of things that I could do to try to bring in customers and revenue. And he still does that for me. You know, we really balance each other out really, really well. And with Melanie, you know, his you know, right arm, it's just great working with the two of them, you know. And so you got to find those great people, that motivate you, that are doing things themselves, that, you know, when you're around people who are doing, it just motivates you to do better. You know, when you're around people that are complaining and still in the same place, man, you're not going to go anywhere. You got to get around people that are really, really making moves. You do. You just really do. And I think that's one of the things that was one of the reasons why it worked out for me to go to Vegas. It was meant for me to go to Vegas. You know, it was meant for me to experience those amazing things. It opened up my eyes as to what I have wanted to strive for over these years, you know. And it's so funny that I value Vegas so much, you know, that place called Sin City. I mean, they never sleep. They don't. It is a busy place. The streets are busy. There's so much going on all the time. And I never thought that I would fit into some place like that because I'm a homebody. I'm somebody who honestly rarely leaves the house, you know, but most of that has to do with the fact that I am my daddy's caretaker right now, you know, but I live a pretty quiet life, you know. You may not think that because of me being Lady Flava, but I live a pretty quiet life. So for me to step out and go to a place like Vegas and love it, I'm flooring my own self. But the energy there is almost contagious, you know. I loved interacting with the different people, whether it was in the casino, whether it was on the streets, whether it was in the restaurants, whether it was at the clubs. The energy is just amazing. And so I'm going to throw this out to you. And I would love to hear what you have to think about it. You can send me an email to radio@flavanews.com or find me on social network on Twitter or Facebook or Tumblr or Google Plus or wherever, and let me know what you think. But I wonder why people are willing to spend money in Vegas. Is it because that's just the place known that you kind of spend money, whether it's gambling or entertainment or whatever? I mean, the tickets to Human Nature are $70. That place was packed. You know, the tickets to Mark's show was either $18 or $28. That place was packed, and they had to turn away people. And I wonder why that's not an issue in Vegas. I guess maybe it's just part of the culture. It's just known that you got to go to Vegas with money, huh? Because it's so interesting, at least here in Seattle, and I've heard it in other places, except that I think in California and maybe New York and those areas, there's a little bit more respect when supporting the arts. But people wanting to get in free, people not wanting to pay for independent music and art, people wanting things for free, you know, only wanting to pay for mainstream people that the media says we should pay attention to. And I'd like to be a part of turning that concept around. Again, I cannot imagine living a day without art. I can't imagine it. For me, I experience art every day. Even before I became Lady Flava, you know, I was an avid book reader. I was always listening to music. You know, I love certain, you know, clothing. I've loved leopard print for years, even before becoming Lady Flava, you know? And so I can't imagine experience a day without art. Can you? I mean, really think about it. Can you imagine a day without art? I just can't. And so we got to support our independent artists. I think that everybody who pays attention to me pays attention because they also support independent artists. Well, what does that look like? If you're on social media, please share their information. Let other people know that you dig what they're doing. That's really, really important. Word of mouth is a powerful tool, especially when it comes to supporting independent artists. The next thing is to support financially their projects, whether it's a show that they're doing, whether it's a book that they have written. You know, I was beginning to think that maybe people weren't supporting because they didn't have the capability of purchasing online. And I do think that that is somewhat of a problem. But then it was also pointed out to me how much people do buy things online, just as simple as buying airfare tickets and hotel accommodations to go somewhere. You don't go into a travel agent's office anymore. You buy it online. And so, you know, how many of us have shopped on Amazon or shopped on eBay, you know, shopped on different, you know, online store sites, paid our bills online? So I think I have to rethink that concept. And so music, you don't even have to buy a whole album anymore. You can buy a digital download between, you know, 99 cents to $1.50. That's like nothing. It costs more to get a soda, you know, at the 7-Eleven. It definitely costs more to get some cigarettes, you know. Let's think about it. Do you go and buy, you know, some kind of snack food at the store? You know, that's going to cost more than it's cost for you to get a download of an artist's track. Of course, music is so accessible online, you know, but still, really, really think about respecting the art and paying for it, you know. So I am always going to advocate this, always, always. I'm going to advocate for you to support financially. I'm going to advocate for you to support by spreading the word. This is so important. This is why I do what I do. This is why I do radio. This is why I'm on social network, is trying to bring awareness, is trying to, you know, shine the light on some people that I think are just deserving of your attention. That's why I'm Lady Flavor with the Leopard Pom Poms, coming to you all the way from Seattle, Washington. Okay, let me jump back into some more music. Okay, who shall I play for you? I think I should play a piece by D. Mills. Let me find him, because he is going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me this coming Thursday. How about if I play Holla Back by D. Mills?
Yeah. how to love in my song. That I was a hypocrite, you couldn't have been more wrong. I'm searching for a stronger love, and the one you now view is gone. You can't relate because your commitment is to what you perceive as the next best thing, where there ain't no auto-tune in anything I write to sing. But your lack of belief in me is all you seem to bring. Just like this song, my love for you was already written. It was you who didn't feel the need to keep. So please don't act as if I didn't know. It appears our connection is unreachable, 'cause you think I'm just replaceable. Understood me. Now my spirit and energy, once yours, had to go toward living. You constantly denied me while I keep living in denial. I'm not pitiful, I'm irreplaceable. Regardless of what you feel, like this song, my love for you was already written. It was you who didn't feel the need. So please don't act as if I didn't know. It appears our connection is unreachable, because you think I'm just replaceable. Replaceable. There's always newer, bigger, better, and improved you can call great. Love's not about looking for an upgrade, regardless of what you say. Love is having the room to forgive and allow for another chance to grow. Remember, love's supposed to be forever. Like this song, my love for you was already written. It was you who didn't feel the need to keep. So please don't act as if I didn't know. It appears our connection is unreachable, because you think I'm just replaceable.
Watch me grow from every angle. You never know what I get entangled in, but you're always there to show some tender love and care, no matter.
In this world,
I'll always be a
Come to the end of another Flava Coffee House Online. I want to thank you so very much for hanging out with me today and all the shows that I do. I value you so much. You're who makes it so worthwhile to come to do the radio shows on a regular basis. So thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you for listening to my stories that I have to share, the thoughts that I have to share, the great independent artists that I support. If you're in the Seattle area, I hope to see you up at Lucky Dragons on Sunday. I believe the doors, I think registration is from 7 to 8, and what you need to do is bring your CD that you're going to be singing to and meet up with Deanna Notes, and Darnell Shut the Door, and, get that going, and I believe the show is going to start at 9 p.m. It's easy to find right on Renton Avenue. So come meet us. I'm going to be there. I cannot wait. I want to meet all the Seattle talents that I don't know. And, of course, meet and greet and give big hugs to the ones that I do know. If you ever have the opportunity to see Tribute to the Temptations perform or Human Nature, Smokey Robinson's group, please do it. Please do it. Absolutely amazing talents. I was a fan before, but I am a bigger fan now. Vegas, I'm coming back. Thank you so much for loving Lady Flava. I'm going to be better prepared for the weather this time. Better prepared. That weather, that's something else. If you didn't get anything else out of this particular show and my experience to Vegas, the one thing I want any of us to do, I don't care whether you're an artist or not, put your best foot forward. Be prepared for opportunities. Don't be scared. Be ready and willing to walk through those doors as they open up. Let go of the past. Forgive. Move forward. And be the best person that you could be. You're an amazing person. I'm beginning to really love and embrace myself at the age of, I'm getting ready to turn 54. And I love who I've become. I trust my judgment. Even though I fail at times, I get over it faster, I don't dwell on it. I don't beat myself up about it. That's kind of part of life. In not always having the best judgment when it comes to situations or people. But I let go faster. I don't hang on to something that's unhealthy for me. And so I love who I am. Don't always look great when I look in that mirror, but I love who I am. So as you start this day and go into this weekend, look in that mirror and know that that person that's looking back at you is an absolutely amazing person that loves you. Go out and share a smile with someone, especially a stranger, because a smile is a very simple act of kindness, and you just never know how that's going to change somebody else's day. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with me here at Flava Coffee House. All the shows are kind of produced by Flava Coffee House. Mark Van Claggett and I, thank you so much for your support for Flava Marlux Radio. This is all about supporting great independent talents. Take care. God bless. Go out and enjoy your Saturday.